Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three, final hour of the program happening right now here on 105 Through the Fan. I'm Fred Davis. That's Blake Elliott. We got our boy Dylan behind the glass on the one, twos, and threes. As our boy Blake would say, keeping us nice and crispy on the airwaves. We got our final hour of the show. A lot of people giving me a hard time about my Bengals prediction. I don't care. That defense played better, which isn't saying a whole lot considering it didn't look good. But it wasn't the fact that they couldn't. They got off to such a horrific start is what killed the Bengals last year, okay?
Bengals defense wasn't good, though.
I mean, I'm not saying it was. I mean, no one's getting it confused. I'm not saying that the Bengals defense is going to be the doomsday defense.
Oh, no. I just think it should be average. It's not even going to be average. It's going to be the
worst. They'll be the middle of the road.
You think?
Absolutely.
Let's put a bet on it. I think they are the worst, and I'll even give you they stay.
They'll be between 20 and 23 defensively.
That's not middle of the road.
I mean, I'm going to err on the side of caution.
Give me, they're going to be 15 to 18. That's more middle of the road.
I mean, I don't care. I mean, I still, give me 20th, and I still got them finishing where they're finishing. I mean, that's all you need. Dude, their defense was atrocious, and they were still one game away from making the playoffs last year.
Yeah, and the AFC got better.
I still like the band. And so did they.
No, they, on defense?
Absolutely they did.
How?
You added Shamar Stewart. You got Trey Hendrickson
back. Who
hasn't
practiced, but yeah, I agree.
What do you mean he hasn't practiced? He's been practicing for like the last month.
No, I'm saying he's done the Micah Parsons staying out there, but he hasn't been doing any drills. He just started doing drills like a week ago, like on the field.
They signed him like a month ago, dude. You're talking about Trey Hendrickson.
Both of those guys.
No, Shamar Stewart's been... No, because remember... No, because they got mad at Shamar Stewart like 3 weeks ago because he ran over Joe Burrow.
I just don't believe in this defense.
You know what? That's fine.
Zero
I love
the Chiefs. I love the
you know what?
The
you can't even Bengals. Talk right now. Give me the Bengals. I don't care. You know what? Don't make me a Bengals fan.
Are they just going to win like 45 to 43 every game?
Maybe they do. I don't care. Who cares?
Defense doesn't matter anymore in Fred's world.
Watch. I mean, if you've got a good enough offense, you can make things happen, all right?
They couldn't last year or the year before.
Yeah, because they got off to a crappy start.
But they play in the preseason, so they're gonna win all their games now.
Damn right they are.
I don't believe in them.
Dude, they should have beaten the Ravens twice.
Should have.
Let's get that straight.
Should have.
Yeah, the vaunted Ravens defense. They were putting points on that team.
I said the Ravens defense was bad at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, well, don't get me started, all right? I'm still not sure, all right? Hey, when they don't make the playoffs.
When who doesn't make the playoffs?
The Ravens.
Ravens don't make the playoffs.
Remember who told you so.
Bengals make the AFC championship.
That's right.
What else did you say?
I got a lot of wild takes today. And
Seahawks win the division.
Seahawks win the NFC West. That's right.
One of these crazy things will probably happen.
Something will because it's the National Football League. All right. Give us some more new background music. New background music. Let's go. Here we go. Fred trying to be more organized for the 2025 NFL season. Al Golden, by the way, new defensive coordinator. Love that move. Okay, here we go.
Why did they fire the last guy?
Really, bro? You've only been complaining about him for the last 3 hours.
I don't think you're asking why
they fired him.
I don't think it was his fault.
It's a results-based business, bro.
I don't think it was his fault. That defensive personnel was terrible, and they played terrible.
Wasn't great. Well, that's part of the...
Lou Armadillo. Armadillo. Armorando.
Arma, not in Cincinnati anymore.
Okay. Arma, Cincinnati's still going to suck on defense a row. Dude, we can spend the whole rest of the show just be saying how Cincy's defense is so bad.
No, they're going to be all right. They're going to be all right. Bend, don't break. All right, here we go. Let's do some predictions.
They make Dallas look like the doomsday defense.
Purple people eaters. I got them going 11-6. I got to go on 11-6.
They score a record 400 points in the first 3 weeks.
And they probably will. All right, here we go.
I'll be quick.
We'll save the Dallas-Philadelphia game for the end. Let's start with Kansas City and the Chargers. Now, all these odds, all these spreads are courtesy of BetMGM, and I checked these tonight. All right? I went through, checked each one. This was as per... what are we at? 10 o'clock? This was as per 7:30 this evening, these numbers. Okay.
Since we're a little short on time, I'll save my deep dive analysis because I gave them when I was with Brennan. We did our picks. I'll let you kind of give your analysis for why you think.
I'm not going to go too deep on a lot of these, but Kansas City at LA. Of course, this game's in Brazil.
So Kansas City versus
the Chargers. Give me, What's the spread? It's -3.
-3 in favor of.
Kansas City. Kansas City's a 3-point favorite. All right. So give me my Kansas City Chiefs. I've got them winning this game probably 27-21.
I think the Chiefs cover.
I do too. All right. Fred and Blake. All right. Here we go. Now we get to Sunday's slate of games. Tampa Bay -2.5 at Atlanta. And you've got a handful. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams road favorites on this week.
Give me Tampa. On Sunday. Give me Tampa covering, coming out with a bang. I think they take care of business in this one comfortably. Tampa covers on the road.
Yeah, -2.5. I mean, this is basically.
I mean, I got them going to the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah. Kind of need this one, right? Best record? Kind of need this one. Atlanta.
Did we even say who's going to win in the Super Bowl?
We haven't got to that yet. All right. You and I are both on the same page on this. I, too, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win on Sunday. And these are all 1 o'clock games as well. Cincinnati, -5.5 at Cleveland.
Cincinnati covers. Actually, you know what?
I think they're going to score a lot of points.
As bad, I think they'll cover just going to score. And the Browns just don't have the offensive firepower.
Dude.
As bad as their defense is, even if it's not like Joe Flacco's going to be throwing to Jerry Jeudy.
He could. You got Njoku. Quinshon Judkins just got signed.
Give me the Bengals covering.
Give me the Bengals.
The Browns are a mess.
They are a mess. Okay. So we're both in cahoots on that. This one's wild. Miami at Indianapolis.
This is a snooze fest. This is one of those that I don't even think the two teams
this
playing
This is, will Tyreek Hill get arrested before the game? That's really all we're watching to see. Or will he bring one of his baby mamas? Will they go Antonio Brown in the end zone? Indianapolis is still a 1-point favorite in this game. Give me Miami.
Neither team is good, but Miami's a little bit better.
Offensively, they're better, right? Like, say what you want. You've still got Tyreek Hill. You still got Jalen Waddle. You still got Tua, who hasn't been concussed yet. You got A-Chain. You got Ollie Gordon, who a lot of people are saying could be a sleeper this year. So we're both on the same page there. Carolina at Jacksonville. Jacksonville's -3.5. Give me my Jacksonville Jaguars.
Carolina's a 3-point dog, is what you said?
They are a 3.5-point dog.
Give me Carolina covering, baby. Okay. Panthers covering. Opening day.
I like it. Here's a good one. Vegas at New England.
This is actually a really good game.
This is one of the prime. This is one of the most interesting games I think of the weekend, at least on the noon slate. Vegas at New England -2.5.
So who's the dog?
Vegas.
Vegas is a 2.5-point dog.
Raiders 2.5-point dog
at home.
No, this game's in New England.
Give me the Raiders covering.
Okay. Really? So you think they... Interesting. Okay.
I think the Raiders win this game. I actually feel pretty confident. I think the Raiders win this game. Yeah.
I'm going to go with New England.
Okay.
I'm going to go with New England. Now, this is a homecoming for Pete Carroll. He coached it in New England for 3 years before he got fired for our boy Belichick. But I think they're going to run the ball a lot, and I like New England to win this football game. Arizona, -6.5 at New Orleans.
Talk about a snooze fest.
That's going to be the other ugly game of the day. I will take Arizona.
Give me Arizona. This could have been a 10-point favorite. I would have still taken Arizona. I think New Orleans doesn't. Would you be surprised they don't score a touchdown?
I could see him scoring a touchdown, like maybe in the fourth quarter.
But would you be surprised if they didn't? If they just kicked a bunch of field goals?
It's like 27-9.
Yeah.
That would not surprise me one bit.
Give me Arizona kind of stomping on the lower levels and taking care of business.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of either. Now this is one of the more intriguing games of the 1 o'clock slate. Pittsburgh -3 at the Jets.
It's interesting just because of more storylines, less about like playoff implications and these teams being serious.
Give me the Jets.
How much dogs?
They're getting 3 points.
Oh, the Steelers are covering. Steelers are winning this game.
All right.
Yep. Aaron Rodgers puts it to the Jets.
Yeah, we'll see.
DK Metcalf touchdown.
I mean, I'm sure, I wouldn't be surprised if he does, but I still like the Jets to win this game outright. Giants at Washington. Washington is -6.
Andrew Thomas, limited participant in practice, by the way.
Who is?
Andrew Thomas, tackle for the Giants.
Mm.
Dorrance Armstrong, also limited in practice. Noah Brown, limited in practice. Zach Ertz did not practice.
Give me the Giants to cover.
How much of a dog are they?
6. They're getting 6.
Give me the Giants to cover. Yeah. I think Washington wins. Give me the Giants
too.
To cover. Keep it ugly.
I think it's going to be an old-fashioned slugfest, yeah. NFC East style. Yeah. I think Abdul Carter goes ham.
Yeah.
Hell, Kayvon Thibodeau could go ham as well. Dexter Lawrence. I mean, that Giants D-line is going to keep them in a lot of games. All right. Denver -8. Home to Cincinnati.
This was the highest dog until the Cowboys line moved all over the place.
Give me Denver.
Give me Denver covering this
line.
Give
me Denver. Look, they're at home.
Defense. Cam Ward's going to throw a pick. I took it on underdog.
I can see Cam throwing 2 picks.
Yeah, he's playing against maybe the best secondary in football.
No,
one of my favorites. Jade Barron and PS2 out there.
No, it could be a long day.
It could get spooky.
It could be a long day for our boy. Look, we like Cam Ward. Just not on
Legarius Sneed was a limited participant in practice as well.
Shocking. All right. You already know where I'm going with this one. San Francisco -2.5 at Seattle. Give me my NFC West champion, Seattle Seahawks, and the 12th man.
I'll go the opposite way. I think the 49ers win outright.
I like it. All right. Here we go.
You should see the 49ers injury report. It is... About as long as our show.
CBS receipt. Detroit at Green Bay. Green Bay -2.5. Look, Green Bay's got to win this game. You can't lose at home to Detroit to start the season. Micah's there. Micah better get a sack.
So Green Bay's a 2.5-point favorite?
Yeah, correct.
Lions go into their place, not only
shock
cover, but they win.
Shock the world?
I wouldn't say shock the world.
I would be shocked.
But I wouldn't shock the world. I mean, they've been a good team the last 3 years. Like the Lions,
I'm just
or
pooing
the
all over the coordinator thing.
The Lions won like 2 games last year. Like
I really am. I just because we haven't seen Dan Campbell without those guys yet.
I think they'll win this game.
Now we did have Jordan Schultz on earlier this week, and he said you will see a different style of football from the Detroit Lions, but they're still gonna be a good football team. Remains to be seen. All right, Rams -3. Home to the Houston Texans.
This one's hard to call because, like, is Stafford fully healthy? I think the Rams are a better team than the Texans. Stafford's wobbly. Give me just the Texans to cover. I have no idea who's going to win this game, but I'm just going to say the Texans cover because they're 3.5-point dogs. Texans on the road.
Yeah, they're getting 3.
Give me the Texans to cover. I think this is like a field goal game.
See, and I've got the Houston defense in fantasy. Yeah. So while my heart says go with the Texans, my head says go with the Rams.
Okay, do what you want.
Because it's
playing
at home.
The Texans defense, it's a little scary against the Rams. That's a good offense.
They got a defensive good offensive line, though, too. Go ahead and give me the Rams.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me the Rams on that. Baltimore -1 at Buffalo. Give me Buffalo.
This is about as pick 'em as it gets.
That's it.
Give me the Ravens. Give me Buffalo. They're at home.
They are. That's the only reason I'm taking Buffalo in that, because they got just roasted last year.
Keon Coleman, limited participant in practice. Khalil Shakir, full participant. And Tre'Davious White did not practice. and Benford also. So their DB room is Tre'Davious White didn't practice, and Benford was limited in practice.
You might even have some company Sunday night. Okay, Minnesota at Chicago. You already know where I'm going with this.
What's the spread?
Minnesota's the road favorite at -1.5.
Now, I think Bears went outright.
The disrespect is insane to me.
I think Bears went outright.
Okay.
At Soldier Field.
And then last but certainly not least, your Dallas Cowboys getting 8.5 points against the Philadelphia Eagles. Give me the Dallas Cowboys to cover the spread tomorrow night.
Trayvon Diggs, Tyler Guyton, and Brevin Spanford, all four full participants. Perrion Winfrey will be out for this game, and nobody notable out for the Eagles other than Tanner McKee.
Yeah.
8.5 points feels like a lot.
It does.
I sent you my score predictions over the text message for this game.
I did see that. What was it?
Blake read.
I think it was 9, wasn't it?
I said 3 field goals and 2 touchdowns for Dallas.
Yeah.
So that's 14 plus 9, which would give them 23 points. For the Eagles, I said 4 touchdowns, 2 field goals. So that's 28 plus 6. So I've got 34 for Philly.
You got them won by 11.
23 for the Cowboys. I think the Philadelphia Eagles, unfortunately.
Cover the spread. Not terrible.
And take care of business and their ring night.
There you have it. All right. So those are our picks. Coming up next, let's do a little fair foul. And then, of course, we've got restaurant etiquette for haikus along with Cowboys 2025 season. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You got my music ready? Here we go. And this weekend, I've got all the elements necessary for the fair foul intro. In fact, I've actually got another little song I'm going to add to. I say song, little blurb, if you will. Unfortunately, the Astros won today. Rangers lose. So they drop a spot in the divisional race, but they remain, a game and a half out? In the you're my resident Rangers guru. Still a game and a half out in the wild card?
Yeah,
because the Mariners lost as well too. Okay, so tough spot. You needed to win today. Blake and I have been saying for the last, I don't know, month and a half, 2 months, two steps forward, two steps back. I thought this might be the seminal moment the other day. And then you go out and you lose 2 out of 3.
That's seminal. Okay.
Seminal.
That's okay. I mean, does it really matter? I mean,
someone said, weren't y'all short on time? What do we? I'm so lost.
Short on time for what?
I don't know.
We're here till 11, dog.
Okay.
We're here till 11. All right. You know what that music means, ladies and gentlemen. It means I'm about to read a story and...
Can I give a side adjacent story?
Yeah, of course you can.
Red Zone. NFL Red Zone going to have commercials.
I saw.
How do we feel about that? Apparently, I saw a thing that it's going to be playing the audio of the commercials still showing you the football games.
Then you're fine.
Scott Hansen. Is that? Okay, I'm trying to get my Hansons mixed up. Scott Hansen just won't be talking in some
way. What other Hansen would you confuse him
There's
with?
There's another guy.
Chris Hansen.
Yeah, there's a Predator.
Catch Predator?
Yeah, I want to make sure I wouldn't say the wrong name. Yeah. But Scott Hansen will just be muted, if you will, and it'll be like a box, and they'll be doing a Dr. Pepper ad or Lowe's or whatever, but you'll still see the games because a lot of people were scared about that. The game, from what I saw, will always be on, but commercials will be playing on NFL Red Zone now that's owned by ESPN. Apparently, this has been in the works for a while and has nothing to do with ESPN.
That's what ESPN's coming out
saying. Whether you believe that or not. And then my other side tangent, Stream East, gets shut down today. Made every news outlet tweeted it out today because it was kind of it was the worst kept secret. Everybody knew about it. LeBron James is using it courtside, but everybody ESPN like everyone tweeted out that no longer you can use Stream East.
Well, here's what kills me is that they said they've been investigating it for a year. Like, if everybody and their brother knows that it's illegal, like, what took so long? Like, what were we investigating that we weren't sure about?
I'm pretty sure it was like a top 10 most searched site
in America. Of course it was.
Like, every sports fan. Even if you are a diehard football guy, NASCAR, whatever, there's an outlet for you can watch it all free in high definition. So, a lot of people use Stream East. And a day before the NFL season, when we got to spend all this money now, I'll say this. I'm sure there'll be another site that comes out.
Oh, you know somebody's already in the way. Hell, it's probably the dudes that were setting up the news site. Yeah. They're probably like, hey, why don't we get these? I heard they're operating in Cairo, just saying.
Two dudes from Egypt.
Yeah.
You think they're losing money? Like, you know, obviously they probably made a lot of money from advertisements, shady ads being on there to keep the thing up. Do you think they're going to lose all that? Were they getting shut down? Or I don't know how that works. Like, do you lose all that money? You get sued for it? I don't know. I don't know how it works. Or you just get shut down and you can't make money more in the future. Or they're like, hey, we're going to seize all the money you took from our potential earnings.
I mean, look, if you're already... Mike, I'm not very good at these sort of things, but my gut tells me if you're already a scammer for Stream East, their money's probably in crypto, if I had to guess. Mm-hmm. Okay, the millions of dollars...
Which means you can't get sued and they can't just take it away?
I mean, they can still get sued, but I'm guessing these guys have probably eliminated the paper trail, which is why the investigation probably took a year.
Money? We don't have any money.
What are you talking about? I mean,
because I hear about the pyramids.
I got a crypto wallet, but I don't know the password.
That was my favorite. Don't know the password.
Love to help you out. Now, you get one of them weirdos that, tortures you over your password.
Yeah. They're not in New York.
I did get peed on, but I didn't say I didn't like it.
Was that New York?
That was in New
Soho.
York. We did that for a fair foul.
I remember that.
All right, let's get right down to it. And then, oh, by the way, Kawhi planting trees, he wasn't. We'll get to that on Saturday. All right, let's get right down to it. What if I told you having big boobs is a crime?
Okay.
This tantalizing traveler was busted. Ex-Playboy model Sarah Blake Cheek. Real quick, let me just stop you right there before I continue. You two youngsters. Now, Playboy was a big deal when I was...
I know who Sarah Blake is.
A youngster.
That's okay. What you're going to ask.
No, I don't even know who Sarah Blake is. I was going to ask you if you got... Is Playboy still a thing?
I think the Playboy aesthetic is.
Right.
We won't mention why I would co-sign.
Well, it's naked women. Hello.
No, I was going to... Never mind. You're right.
More to it.
But I don't think, you know, gentlemen of my age are, like, buying magazines to see...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like...
Women in that vein anymore. It's more just the aesthetic of, like, the Playboy bunny, represents. What it represented, yeah. Hugh Hefner... Girl, like it's not as taboo to like anything where it's like, oh my god, you did Playboy or you modeled for them. Like, I think if a girl was like, oh, I modeled for Playboy, be like, Okay, well, they do OnlyFans and Instagram bikini shoots, so it's no different. It's,
yeah.
I think it's more of, like I said, it's kind of an aesthetic more than...
It's retro.
Retro, more than people, yeah, like buying the magazines to get, you know...
Like, it was a thing when I was growing up.
Yeah.
If you were in Playboy, OMG. Because you'd have, like, normal women doing Playboy, and you're like, oh, my God.
I don't know if I can tell this story.
Go for it. Fair or foul?
I don't know if I'm even allowed to tell this story, but... I'll give a little tease to it, and then, okay, I gotta ask the people around the story if I can tell it. But let's just say that someone in my family's best friend was a Playboy model, and that someone's best friend's son was the same age as me, and he got made fun of in school
because his mom was a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's tough. How'd they know? How'd they find out?
She was pretty popular.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
All right. We'll find out during the break. ex-Playboy model Sarah Blake. How do you know who Sarah Blake is, by the way?
You don't want to know.
Oh, okay. Is she in the pornographic realm? Okay. Ex-Playboy model.
I never said that.
I mean, if you're not going to tell me, what else? How else would you know her?
I'm very versed on Twitter.
Shut your mouth. Ex-Playboy model. You would have said that to begin with. Ex-Playboy model Sarah Blake Cheek.
What a great middle name.
Or last. Claims an American Airlines crew member forced her to button up during a flight because her clothing exposed her, quote, big boobs.
That's the word they use, really? We couldn't use a more scientific term?
Can I finish? The in-flight... Fashion policing, which she detailed in a series of viral X posts, reportedly occurred Sunday night while the 34-year-old bombshell was flying to Atlanta.
Do we only call bombshell girls with larger breasts?
I don't know that you can be a flat-chested woman and be a bombshell.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bombshell directly correlates to breast size.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, 877-881-1053, if you're flat-chested and have been called a bombshell, let us know. American Air,
act like Fred didn't say that.
Told me I needed to button up my shirt prior to boarding my flight, Cheek lamented in one of the posts. I was unaware that American Airlines had a dress code that said you can't wear athletic attire if you have big boobs. The former playmate shared a picture of the so-called problematic attire, which entailed a cutoff top exposing her midriff underneath a yellow flannel shirt. The influencer also rocked high socks, sneaker, and leggings. Cheek, who frequently shares sultry snaps for her over 1.2 million Instagram followers, wrote in a follow-up post 10 minutes later that she was, quote, finally leaving Atlanta after a canceled flight this morning, rescheduling twice, and then being delayed. Unfortunately, the crew member continued to harp on her so-called not safe for work attire. Now the flight attendant tells me to button my shirt, but not the other women wearing the same outfit, but are different in color than I am, she added before snarking, glad I'm a platinum member. Commenters quickly flocked to Cheek's defense, with one declaring, that's not right at all. Another went on to say, I'm guessing the flight attendant was ugly, just a guess.
Wow. A little rude.
A third person added, was she just jealous of those puppies?
So journalism at its highest level.
I mean, let's call it what it is. However, others agreed that her outfit didn't fly. Quote, they're just doing their job. She's an OF girl, so she's got to promote, critiqued another naysayer.
As naysayer in the corner. OnlyFans, take it over. You don't look at us real Playboy models anymore.
As a girl,
ethically.
As a girl mom, I don't want my daughter to think it's okay, and it's not jealousy. It's respect for others. I applaud American Airlines for this. American Airlines, though, has since apologized over the incident, saying, we have a deep culture of respect for both our customers and our team members, and we're sorry for anything less than consistent and friendly service. We're sharing this experience with crew leadership internally, and we'd like to have our specialists take a closer look if we can.
Miss Sarah Blake, you want to come over here and just be a part of our research? You might stand at the front of the classroom. What do we guys think about this outfit?
Fair or foul, being told you can't wear athletic attire if you have big boobs.
Why are you saying boobs like that? Boobs. I think it's foul.
Because to have big boobs or being able to wear athletic attire?
I think it's foul that they denied her a flight because...
Well, they didn't deny her flight. They told her she just had to button up.
I think that's foul because then you just start getting into a gray area. The exact same girl has the exact same amount of... Or a different girl has the same amount of buttons unbuttoned, but her breasts aren't as big and now she's okay to do it. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a thing. You get in a gray area. You get into a very sensitive topic. About women's body and anatomy.
Yeah.
I think you just, as long as people are dressed, you know, people aren't, you know, nude on the plane. That's on the family members.
I'm guessing
members.
You wouldn't be let on the plane.
I agree.
If you were walking on nude.
That's.
I have a feeling you wouldn't be let in the airport.
Yeah. If you got clothes on and you want to look ratchet and have some things hanging out, that's on you. A lot of people just mind their own business at an airport anyways.
They really do.
So if you're that worried about some woman's chest, then go up to her and talk to her.
Should you?
I don't think you should. That's what I'm saying. If you have that much of a problem, go up to her and talk to her. And when she says no, then you've got your answer. She's not harming anybody. Business. Hey, you're making my daughter have a bad influence. Don't bring your daughter to the airport then.
Or that's a conversation you need to have with her.
That's a do you think walking up to... So walking up to the airport, this mother couldn't have seen anybody walking down the street, picking up somebody at the terminal that also has on a shirt.
Apparently
that's
undreaded. Apparently she didn't.
So that's why I think those are dumb arguments. Well, my daughter shouldn't be influenced that way. Is this your first time your daughter's left the house? Mm. She doesn't know what breasts are?
Hasn't been on social medias.
And so now it's different if this person is harassing people, whether it's a guy or a girl. If they're harassing, it's a whole different situation. But if people can wear what they want to wear as long as it's, you know, I'm sure the airport has, you know, basic guidelines of stuff you can wear. But if someone just has larger anatomy and wears looser clothes... Yeah, it's a gray area you don't want to get into. So shout out to American Airlines.
Everybody's wearing midriffs anyway these days. Yeah. Like, it's the thing.
So if a guy has on a crop top and is showing a little bit of his abs or whatever, can a girl go and complain because it makes her uncomfortable? It's an
interesting point. Would you wear?
I would. I mean, I probably wouldn't, but I wouldn't be opposed to, like, y'all know me.
I do know you.
I think when I say the G-Bag boys and you, when they say crop top, they're thinking Ezekiel Elliott. Like, it's like right below.
That's
like
exactly what we're thinking.
Crop top exactly is all of mine are like going past. They're right at my waist.
That's it.
You're not seeing that.
Fair or foul, Dylon?
I mean, I haven't seen the picture, but.
Just imagine a lady with big boobs and a midriff and a flannel shirt on.
If it's not showing anything, then
I think it is.
No, I mean, it's showing a lot, actually.
Yeah. I would still probably go foul.
There we go, Dan. Yeah. Made me proud.
People dress like that nowadays.
Yeah.
And it kind of is what it is.
How does it make you feel?
I mean, I don't sexualize women, and no one should.
Wow.
So
hey.
If she wants to dress like that, I'm not going to say anything. Let her live her life.
I say it's fair. Button up a few buttons, okay? We're not telling you to put a new, you don't have a new sweatshirt on.
Okay,
all they're telling you is put on a couple buttons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, that's all, Fred, we're saying.
This is going against the Fredisms.
That's right. Just button up a few buttons. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if that was my kid and we're going on the plane together. Kid,
they're putting on a sweatshirt.
Button your buttons.
You would
up.
Say something? You would say, ma'am, button your shirt up right now.
I'm not going to say anything to her. It's her prerogative. But American Airlines, again, that's their job. All right? If they've got a dress code that you can't have the puppies out while, because again, it basically looks like she's just got her shirt open with her chest out. All right? Hey, guess what?
What flight number was this? So I can make sure I...
Yeah, look, this ain't a photo shoot, sweetie.
Yeah.
All right?
Maybe she was headed to one.
Maybe she was.
Maybe she's doing some content on the plane.
Well, guess what? That's fine. But not on this plane.
Fred, you're stepping up?
Not on this plane.
You're going to go walk up to her? What are you going to do? Tell the attendant? She's right next to you. She's a seat over from you.
I'm not going to say a word.
Okay, so you say it's fair then, or foul then.
I'm not saying it's foul that the lady was doing her job. If the airline has a dress code that, hey, you need to button up your buttons.
So what do you think the dress code says?
What is the dress code?
Yeah, that's my point. What do you think the dress code is? Four buttons per?
Once we know that, we'll know the answer.
If they have big boobs, then the dress code changes?
I think she was telling her to button up the shirt, period.
But I'm sure that the girl would respond, where does it say that in the dress code? You have to have all your buttons buttoned up.
Look, I'm not an American Airlines. I don't have the handbook in front of me. I'm just going off of what
do we think the handbook
said was
says
a job.
What do you think? What do we think the handbook said for her to say? You need to button those up.
Probably that you can't look indecent.
That's not a bias. That's an opinion.
It's subjective, right? It is subjective. I don't care if you're an A cup. I don't button up. Period. The boobs are irrelevant.
He's done with it.
Okay? I don't care.
Put them away.
What size boobs you got, okay? Button your damn shirt up, period.
Yeah, Fred.
All right?
I disagree with Fred, but...
All right? After you get off the plane, you want to take your shirt off? Be my guest. But while we're on this plane...
Oh, coming out real American right now.
While we're in the great state of the United... In this country... Tell me what movie that's from. In this country, no ticky, no laundry. All right, coming up next, it's time for haikus.
Talladega Nights.
All right.
This final segment of the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2022 and 2023 and 2024.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start
No better way to come back into a Haiku Wednesday with Fred and Blake on the Fan After Dark final segment of the program. This is the last time you will hear Fred and Blake's voice before the Dallas Cowboys take flight in Philadelphia and take on the hated, filthy Philadelphia Eagles.
Where are you watching the game at tomorrow?
It's one of my friend's birthdays.
Okay.
So I'm going to go over to their house and celebrate their birthday and watch the game.
Nice.
So nice. It'll be like 15 of us over there. My, okay. Fantasy football league, if you will.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's time to lock in.
It's time to lock in, man.
It's time to lock in. No, it's, I'm excited. I got a couple things I got to do tomorrow. So, like I said, go see my boy Dan, the transmission man, drop off the whip. I got to go see my boy Stevie B, get the latest and greatest with what's going on with Miss Brazil. So, I will keep you guys, I will let you guys know what the latest. And then, of course, by the time you hear from me again, I'll have gone to Kansas on Friday to go see the boy. And their season kicks off on Saturday, or excuse me, Friday night. Chiefs, and then, of course, we'll be back here. And then, of course, we've got a Texas Tailgaters game to go to on Saturday night. So much courtesy of our boy.
It's going to be a fun fall.
Dial on. It is about to be on
would you
and
agree?
Popping. Oh, I can't wait.
Would you agree fall's the best season of the year?
Oh, 100%.
It's my one spot. Football, basketball. Baseball is about to be in the postseason.
I'll tell you what. I will give fall the benefit because the sports calendar is off the chain.
And you got Halloween.
Weather-wise, spring is tough. Spring is tough.
Peak weather. What do you mean? You get the cool breeze.
I'm a spring guy. But you're right, because you do get to break out. It's sweater weather.
It's sweater weather, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Blake's birthday.
It is your birthday. Halloween. Girls get to hoe out and have an excuse for it. So it's good times all the way around. All right. Cowboys season. That's a no-brainer. And then restaurant etiquette, just real quick, 30 seconds or less, explain what the hell this means.
So I had headphones on at Standard Pour, was enjoying my meal, and a bunch of people were trying to talk to me with my headphones. And I'm being kind of tongue-in-cheek. I didn't care that they were talking to me, but it just goes to stand. If you have headphones in, should you talk to someone at the bar?
I love it. I love it. And we're going to find out real quick. All right, let's do we?
And the Stay Fair. It's another good shout.
Come on. No-brainer.
This is date time. This is
Thanksgiving,
too. This is when you lock in a date.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
Because the winter is like, hey, this is my girlfriend. We're celebrating Christmas. Mm. We're celebrating New Year's. This is when you lock in dates. You know, summer's over.
It's important.
It's time to start, getting your lady.
I feel that. All right. Do we want to do restaurant etiquette first or Cowboys?
Let's do restaurant etiquette first.
All right. I'm here for it. Here we go. Restaurant etiquette. I borrowed heavily from Blake's situation today. Headphones on. That's gross.
Mm.
Earwax loner eats the most.
Okay.
Sits at bar. Check, please.
That was good. Stole from me.
Loner?
Earwax loner. I guess that's me. But I will say I had over-the-ear headphones. Therefore,
don't care.
Not building up earwax.
Don't care. Disgusting.
Side note, which one do you think is, and I'm going to go to Dylon as well. Which one do you think is healthier for your ears long-term? Or your ears and your head? I think over the ear, standard earbuds or IEMs, which are like what I have in that are like in my eardrum. Which one do you think is better for health? Because there's a con to each.
I've been wearing AirPods, earpods, whatever the hell standard. You're calling these, earbuds my whole life.
Those are kind of right in the middle where you're not getting the best sound quality because you're not IEMs.
Right.
Scientifically give you the both because they're like in your eardrum, but also the drawback is it's in your eardrum.
I mean, I heard you talking the other day about how you had like some pain in your eardrum, which I've never had that.
No, not in my eardrum, just right in front of my ear.
Whatever. It sounded painful, and I want no part of that. Yeah. So I'm going to stick with my $10 Sony earbuds. Thank you.
Okay. Ready for my haiku.
Let's go.
Headphones in, don't speak. Silence is the vibe I seek. Respect tastes unique. Like that?
Solid choice. I love it. I picked up a little restaurant language. I got it.
You can't taste unique. I mean,
I'm sure a couple people can. All right. Dylon, who had just a phenomenal performance his first time here on Hump Day Haikus. What you got?
I like my Cowboy ones better, but we'll get through this one.
I'm going to interrupt you, Dylon. We had someone text in that said, I'm not going to text until y'all do haikus.
I haven't seen him text. Well, and then somebody that I called out earlier because I said, well, he goes, oh, you're doing haikus today? And I said, yes, because it's Wednesday. And then he texted, I was being sarcastic.
Okay, Dylon, take the stage.
Okay, here we go. Tip your waiter well. Don't go at the closing bell. Avoid steak done well.
Oh! I mean, can we get this guy the award? You hear that? Did you guys hear that? This guy just knocked it out of the park.
Read that one more time.
3 for 3.
Read that one more time.
Fantastic start.
Read that one more time.
Okay, here we go. Tip your waiter well.
Heard enough.
Don't go at the closing bell. Avoid steak done well.
Man.
I mean, have you heard a better put haiku?
I'll tell you what. This guy constantly schools. Right now, I mean, you are the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to the producers.
Can we put it on a t-shirt, his whole haiku? That was phenomenal.
Well, you being a server, I know you appreciated all those, so that was pretty tremendous by you. All right, I will do the Cowboys, then we'll go to Dylon, and then we'll have our boy Blake Elliott take us home. Here we go. And this is for, if you remember the Izzy McQuamu interview that I did, this will...
What say you?
Glad you said that. 10 wins, what say you? Dak is back, George Eberflew.
Ooh.
Shoddy press. Wins two.
My bell's not ringing. I'm ringing it. I'm ringing it feverishly. Great stuff.
All right.
Let's go with Mr. Dylon, Dylon, Dylon.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, here we go. Cowboys to the Super Bowl. Yeah, right. 8-9.
I didn't know where he was going at first.
What an opening line. Can you read that opening line for us?
Yes. Yeah, here we go.
That's a drop. That's a drop right there. All right.
I love the vocal inflection, too. He jumped into
that. That is a drop if I've ever heard one.
That was phenomenal.
Take us home, even though we still got a couple minutes left afterwards.
All right, this is after the Micah trade. Balanced team takes flight. No Parsons, still strength and might. Yet, no crown in sight.
They're here. They look better. But will they get the crown? Not in sight.
Mm. I don't think anybody's predicting them to win a Super Bowl this year. I think we can all be realistic about that. I mean, look, I'm getting roasted for saying they're going to win 10 games and go to the playoffs. Yeah. And I stand on that.
Cowboys make the playoffs, Lions and Ravens don't.
No, I've got the Ravens making the playoffs. I do.
I think it's funnier if I say you said they did.
No, I said that they would. I did tinker with the idea of keeping them out. In fact,
did you even write? You wrote yours down, right?
Oh, I wrote everything. Dude, look at this. Look at this.
You're going to lose that paper.
I look like I might be on the spectrum if you look at this page.
You're going to lose that paper.
No, I won't. What do you mean am I going to lose? I mean, look, I got pages from like weeks ago in here. What are you talking about? I'm going to lose a paper.
You're going to be able to find it quickly.
I mean, I date everything. What's the date today? The 3rd? Did you pay rent today?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have mine on auto.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't do any auto pay.
I don't like getting hit with fees, so.
I just remember to pay it on time.
Or you just do auto.
Nah, I don't do that.
Someone has it for you. But.
No, because I. AI, the machines.
Machine learning. I have ChatGPT to. I figured out a way to cut my
Hello, Blake. We have deducted the money from your bank account.
We found a way to pull money from a different account.
And we decided to go ahead and take some more, too, while we were at it.
We took money from Fred's account, you guys.
Yeah, that's what irritates me is when you go to a bank and you want to deposit. Like, can we go ahead and see an ID? Why do you need to see an ID to deposit money in my bank account?
Yeah, if someone wants to do that, let them.
Let them do it. Let them do it. I am waiting for the day where I can go to my bank and say, somebody says, hey, some guy came and put $1,100 in your bank account. Okay.
Did you win the Powerball?
That's a great question. Guess what? We'll have to wait and see after the show.
What are the Powerball? How much time do we have? Like a minute?
Like a minute. I did not win, everyone. So,
okay, do we know what the numbers were?
Here we go.
Can you read the numbers for us?
3, 16, 29, 61, 69, and the Powerball, 22.
I know I didn't win. No, I didn't win.
What if Dylan's on us for a diversion? He goes, I didn't win. Show ends. He's jumping up and down.
The results are still pending on if someone in the United States
out
won.
Of the building. What'd you say the Powerball was?
22.
Yeah, no, I'm done.
How much was your ticket?
I spent $12.
Does that give you like better odds, or was it just standard? More. Was it just $12 was the ticket you could buy, or how did it work?
You could buy a ticket for $2. That's like
it's $2 a pop.
Oh, so you bought 6?
Yeah.
And none of them were 23?
My Powerballs.
Or 22 or whatever?
My Powerballs were 8, 7, 24, 25, 15, and 26.
Well, you needed 22.
And I needed 22.
Dang, man. We almost were billionaires.
Yeah, well, we weren't. So.
Guess we'll be at work tomorrow.
Guess we'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
We actually won.
All right. You've got them winning 34-23, the Eagles. I'm going to go 31. I'm going to go 31-27. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think.
Who wins?
Eagles. Okay. Eagles. All right. Thank you to Keith Moreland. Shout out to Mr. Dylon. For Blake, I'm Fred. Good night. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.